This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, October 8th. Well, the livestock market is fairly steady as interest continues in Monday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
After the market actually opened with new highs, profit taking really started to set in and pull back the market, and it could be letting you know that the market is really vulnerable to some swings. And right now on Monday, in the beginning of the week, you know, they are going to be taking a lot of inventory, and that kind of like holds the market a little bit steady. But we did know that the front months were a little higher and the deferreds were a little bit on the lower side, so we're going to watch that closely. Maybe it's the feeders that's going to give us the tell, because today the feeders were a little bit easier. The futures were just starting to slip somewhat, and we see that the feeder cattle market technically has been down the last couple of days, not by a lot, but perhaps the trend is turning and it's going to bring the live cattle along.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.25 at 489 and 3/4. December corn was up 1.25 at 386 and 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day up 2, ranging from 592 to 605. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for October were up 3.25, ranging from 557.25 to 562.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for October were up 2.5, ranging from 628.5 to 663.5. Live cattle for October were up 90 cents at 108.47.5. October feeder cattle was down 27.5 cents at 141.85. And October class 3 milk was up 17 cents at 1848.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.